certain people seem to have a confused idea of power. They see that the limited areas of influence is power, and as long as we continue to do that, this group will never have power. If I were on the outside, I would stop worrying about Pacifica as long as we continue to do what we're doing. Second thing is, it's a disgrace what we do publicly and how we attack each other because some people think they got power. This network does not have power. We have wasted two presidential elections when we should have had a tremendous impact. And we have next year facing a congressional election in which we should have a tremendous impact. And instead of doing that, we waste our energy attacking each other like we're in a circle shooting at each other. And I think that is a horrible thing, legacy that we'll leave. We don't function as a network. I've heard it again here today when we were interviewing candidates talking about our money. Their only hour is the network. And what this board and or its successor has to decide is how we're going to function as a network. All the money that comes in to Pacifica comes into the network. There's only one corporation. There's only one group that's recognized by the Internal Revenue Service as capable of giving tax status to contributors. And if we don't say that to our listeners, we fail. We should tell our listeners who they're contributing to. One of the problems I found years ago in Berkeley was because they raised the money to build that station saying that we were building the station for the station. That, I told Mr. Bunce, who was development director, who came to Washington to try to say the same thing, I said, we will not tell our listeners that lie. We are building the station for the Pacifica Foundation, the only entity that exists. That foundation owns five properties. They're called radio stations. And unless we begin to function like that, we will go insane, and our listeners will keep, we'll still keep losing 50% of our listeners every year. And that, to me, is such a terrible thing for such bright people. I've never seen a collection of brighter people do dumber things than the whole network. The whole network. So what game are we playing with each other? And what are we doing to our listeners? I mean, to me, it's a terrible, terrible consequence that we should face. And how are we going to raise money when we keep losing? I mean, I look at New York City station, and I look at the tens of millions of people under that signal. And sometimes I look at how many people listen, and fewer listen to that station than listen to WPFW in Washington. Same thing with Los Angeles. And I said, doesn't that disturb us as it disturbs me? Los Angeles, I think, has a 112,000 watt station. And I'm saying to myself, my God, how could they have so few listeners? It's because we run listeners away with our idiocy. And that's the only thing you can say. It's idiocy. What I'm saying to you is we have rejected important information providers and income providers. And I just don't know what we're doing. I mean, what's the game about? It's not about power for the people that we say we're here to represent and serve. It's about this little, I think contemptuously, of bright people doing dumb things and are always involved in petty little instances of your influence, and it doesn't mean anything to the whole thing. And it makes certain that this foundation will never have the power that it should have. We gave away democracy now. By 2007, we better have something in place. We better have some national programming in place. Because if democracy now takes its marbles and goes away, and we can't stop them. That represents $2.4 million to us. We gave it away. I don't know how any group could give away what we created. Every station helped to finance what became Democracy Now. But we don't want to deal with the important things that we've got to do.